Welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. This is Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and in today's installment, we're going to talk about hip-hop, but we're going to come at it from an angle that you might not be familiar with. Mike Dando is an English professor here at St. Cloud State University, and he teaches a literature course that focuses on hip-hop and the history of it. The final exam for Honors 160 English takes place this Monday, December 16th, as a student hip-hop showcase with music and art beginning at noon in the Atwood Theater at St. Cloud State University. And joining me today in the studio are three of the students from this class, and they're going to share their experiences with this innovative approach to hip-hop that opened their minds just a little bit more than they thought it would. So, welcome to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota. How about we start off? Y'all can just introduce yourself, and how did you get involved with this class?
My name is Akira, and this story is actually really interesting. I was working freshman orientation, and one of the my coworkers was like talking to him, and then he kind of introduced the class, and I was like, "Well, I want to take that class." So I literally deleted, like, crossed out two of my like courses that I was in, and added this class. So it was really interesting.
Very cool. All right.
Well, I'm Ani, and so I went to orientation, and they had a list of honors specified classes, and I had already taken most of my generals, and so I wanted to take classes that actually fulfilled parts of me in my personal life, and I thought that hip-hop cultural studies would be like an interesting thing to discuss, like, academically, but also outside in my personal life.
Absolutely. Deals with the real world. And...
My name is Kendra, and I was also at orientation looking at the class list, and I saw that there was a hip-hop cultural studies, and I was like, what? I like hip-hop, and I don't really know a lot about it, but I really like hip-hop, so I just gotta take this class. And the fact that it fulfills one of my English credits, my English generals, it's like super nice, because it's about something that I'm interested in, and I'm able to get actually like involved and invested in what I'm learning about.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not just music. It is kind of the big thing about hip-hop, because you can think of, you know, the different kinds of music that are out there, different genre, but then you've got this other thing. And why don't you all explain what does hip-hop mean? What is it? And, you know, maybe for you, but then also, well, what has he told you?
So one of the biggest things for me is, because I knew so little about it, I actually thought it was exclusively the music portion. And when we started the class, one of the biggest things we focused on is the historical context of it, and how, like, it starts off with, like, slavery and all these things, and it branches off into, like, music, dance, graffiti, and these are all entertaining, but they also have really large consequences, and it's a form of, like, political speech.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we learned in class that it takes a lot from history, and then it's put into, like, more modern uses. Like, one of the biggest recognizable one is the biggest recognizable, like, form of hip-hop is music, because you see it, like, you hear it almost all the time. It's super popular nowadays, and you hear it on the radio, you see it on Spotify and everything, like, as a genre. And we learned about how early hip-hop was, you know, like, taken from jazz and stuff. They find those breaks in the song, and they implement them into, like, what you heard in, like, the 90s and stuff like that. I can't really think of any examples right now, but
we did learn that,
and yeah, it is true. I've heard it. I just can't think of the song. But, so it basically, yeah, it just takes from older forms and is turned into something new that is completely different. And I think that's what hip-hop is taking from the old and putting it into your own, like, making it your own in that way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Well, my introduction to hip-hop was when I was a, junior in high school. See if you can guess the year. That is the year that Straight Outta Compton came out. Uh-huh. And I got that on tape and was like, what the what? Yeah, you know what tapes are, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it blew my mind. I had no idea what I was listening to. And it was just like, this is, what is this? And then came Public Enemy. And then came Others. And not only was it music, but there was, it's like, what are they talking about? What is going on? Why is 911 a joke? What? I grew up in Iowa. I didn't know any of this. So it's like, you know, on one hand, you see, something hits you with that cognitive dissonance, which is like, this is different than anything I have experienced. And at first you're like, I don't believe it. But then it's like, well, wait a minute. Hold on. The rest of the world is not just my world. Mm-hmm. And what is this? So, you know, he was talking about the four pillars of hip hop. Could any of you name the four pillars of hip hop? Because I read the email, but I've completely forgotten it.
Rap, graffiti, then like B-boys and B-girls, and then there was...
The DJ.
Yeah.
So what do those different things mean?
They're all, I guess it's the umbrella term is hip hop, but there's different factions that make up hip hop, and they're individualistic, but they all do kind of depend on one another in a sense. Like we discussed how there wouldn't really be B-boys and B-girls without the DJing, and then like the DJs and the rap artists kind of intermingle with one another in that, and then like graffiti artists, that was a big debate too about if graffiti was even involved in hip hop, but then graffiti was another form of vocalization, I would say. So they're all quite dependent on one another.
Mm-hmm. Well, explain that a little bit more then, because, you know, when I hear the word graffiti, I hear somebody like spray painting on something, but how is that then a vocal principle?
That is the debate, as well as if it even is art or if it's vandalism. And again, like, no one can really give an explicit answer about that, but to me it's I don't really know. I guess people don't really know because it is kind of abrasive, and it says things that maybe you don't want to see, and it says it in your face, on your walls, in your streets. And so I think it's quite necessary. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, good explanation. Maybe you do know. Now, part of this class, what are the different elements in the class? Are you just learning? Yeah, what do you do? What do you do when you go to class? What are some of the assignments like?
Well, in the beginning of the semester, the first thing he told us as like a class was, okay, guys, the final is December 16th at noon. You all have to be there. And so immediately I'm like, oh God, what is our final? Like, is it this huge exam? And then he went on to explain that it was just going to be a huge project about hip hop, so we better listen up about what we want to do. So right off the bat, first day of classes, we all started thinking about what we wanted to do for this end of the year project. Mm-hmm. And so from then on, we just read a bunch of readings. We looked at some articles from older newspapers from like the 70s when the Bronx was burning and everything like that. And so we learned about the history of what is modern day hip hop by looking at history of African Americans in America.
Mm-hmm. Also, we had the weekly playlist.
Yeah, and on the syllabus, along with these readings, we had a Spotify playlist that he emailed to us.
It was a nice playlist, I'm not gonna lie.
I still listen to it.
What's on the playlist? I would love to know.
We kind of did it kind of by like decade. So it started with like the 70s and like the breaks and the hippity. I don't know what it's called, but that's what it was. We did that. Then it moved on to the 80s. So like, Straight Outta Compton came out in the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. It was like late 80s,
yep,
right?
Yep,
yeah. Then moved to the 90s, sorry. Okay. And then more modern day hip hop. So yeah, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Even then there was like, we had like elements of jazz and rock and blues and stuff. So all kind of aspects that added to hip hop.
Well, I think it's kind of neat because that is, you know, that's something taken from the 60s where you've got the 60s, you've got the Vietnam War, you've got people not trusting either the government or the media, and it's like, well, where do you get what's going on? How do you know what's happening? Somebody writes a song about it, and it's there. That's how it sticks. And it's not just information like, you know, today's weather. It's not like that. It's what is happening. And those social things can be really difficult to talk about because, you know, we don't necessarily have the vocabulary to do it. Mm-hmm. And the vocabulary is definitely something I want to get back to here in a little bit. But, you know, like I was saying, when I heard Public Enemies, 911 is a joke, that blew my mind that was a concept that was happening to a community. I didn't get that. But then I did. And, you know, there's no amount of, you know, reading a book that's going to, well, maybe reading a book, but you know what I mean.
It is an English class.
It is an English class, yes. And there are words, but it's that those concepts are so, this is something you all have probably learned it. I've learned it. He's learned it. You know, you learn it more as you get older, unfortunately. There's the irony, but we don't know anything. Yeah, we do know stuff, but the more stuff we know, the more we realize we don't know.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to anybody who's got a different upbringing, you know? I mean, yeah, that's just the way it is. So what's some of your favorite lyrics?
We broke down, what was it? I think it was B.I.G., was it Juicy?
We did Juicy.
Yeah, and we broke down the lyrical context, how he liked his flow. It was just the way he switched words around and made the song flow the way it did. Nobody could do it the way he was doing it, and like Tupac too. It was, yeah. Even like, yeah. No, seriously.
I really like Kendrick Lamar because I never really listened to his stuff until Damn came out in like the summer of 2017. Never really heard any of his stuff, and that album came out and I just listened to that album. There was just something that, like, about it that I gravitated towards. And it was probably because he talked about, like, these super, like, huge issues and, like, of police brutality. And I remember, like, the first song on Damn is, like, the story of, like, this woman and he gets shot. And at the end, it's, like, these newscasters talking about his previous album saying, like, Lamar stated his views on police brutality with that line in the song, quote, "We hate the popo, wanna kill us in the street, faux show." And honestly, that wasn't even him, but like it went with the song, even though there was no music behind it, you know? Like, it just makes you think about things differently, and I think that's why I really like Kendrick. His songs are just so different than anything I've ever heard, and they're just like, they work. They just work.
Genuine, and when it works, and there's that glimmer of truth right there. Because if it was fake, it wouldn't work.
True.
So, yeah.
You bet.
Land of the Free, and the way he incorporated all the things that were happening to, like, particularly Black people in America, how he was like, still has, like, the last name of our slave owners and 3Ks, 2As in America, and all that. It really makes you think of, like, point of views differently. And we watched the lyric breakdown in class?
We did.
Okay, yeah, and how he explained, like, you know, certain things. Like, when he was talking about Obama, like, was not enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it made so much sense. I didn't really think about it until that song, how, like, you know, he got elected and we thought that, like, this is it. Stop thinking of, we don't got to think about these issues anymore. That really hit me, and it made me pay attention. That song made me pay attention to, like, so many songs more than I used to. And, like, I appreciate you for that one, because I analyze songs different because of this class. Mm-hmm. So, like,
really?
I will literally listen to a song, like, four times and be like, okay, what did this mean? Like, what is the message she's trying to get across? I do that now, so.
Yeah. Once you see it working, then you can't unsee it. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, so now you're stuck. You're stuck seeing that music, you know. Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota here on 88.1 FM KVSC. And today we're talking with three students from Mike Dando's English Honors 160 class. It focuses on hip-hop. The class will be presenting their final exams this coming Monday, December 16th, beginning at noon at SCSU's Atwood Little Theater. And now as we get back into the conversation, we're going to talk about graffiti as well as the future of hip-hop.
And I just would look at graffiti and be like, okay, that's nice. But now, like, I actually, like, take a pause and look and try to, like, figure out. Because there's always a message behind graffiti. Like, there's literally no graffiti is done without a purpose and a message. So I always try to analyze messages. And I try to figure out what certain graffiti it is. Because I didn't know there was, like, different names for different types of graffiti until I took this class. So I always try to figure it out. I still don't get it right, but I still try.
Or, like,
that's the point, though.
I'm an artistic person, but I even found myself sometimes undermining it. Like, we talked about how there's, like, a level to it. Like, there's like, tags and slaps, and then we go up and we build up into murals. And, like, of course, when you see a mural, you're, like, amazed and stuff. But then, like, and I'd go into, like, random restrooms and see, like, little doodles on mirrors, and I would always undermine that until I took the class, and I was, like, I don't know. It
matters.
Yeah, it really does.
Okay, so here's a question, a weird question. Maybe you all have discussed this, maybe not. What is the future of hip-hop?
Actually, that's one of the biggest things for me is one of the ways I kind of didn't relate in the class was I did listen to hip-hop, but I've always, growing up, I listened mostly to metal and rock with, like, hip-hop aspects in it, and people would always think that's weird, and it's just, that's so tame to me, and I see, like, the future of it, and it's just everything is meshing together so beautifully, like, also, like, in a way that makes people uncomfortable, and I love that.
What was it about Old Town Road and, like, is it country or is it...
Is it country or what is it? Hip-hop?
Who makes it hip-hop or country? Because, like, when Billy Ray Cyrus, he, like, did his rendition of it, that's country, but with, like, the original creator, it was like he wasn't permitted to go to the Country Music Awards, and that was a big thing. And so.
But it's fine because he got a number one now. It's the longest number one song.
So any other ideas about the future of hip-hop?
I feel like it's just going to keep getting weirder, and I'm okay with it.
I feel like at this point, all the genres are just going to mesh into just the one total genre at this point.
I'm excited, beautiful.
I feel that way for not even just, like, the music aspect, but, like, I want, like, the graffiti to get weirder. Yeah. I want the dancing to get more, like,
harder,
I don't know.
Yeah. Interesting.
So what have you all, like, produced for your final?
I'm doing a graffiti piece. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So my graffiti piece is basically about racial-based oppression and how graffiti is used as a form of political speech, but more so, like, because who is considered a vandalist and then who's considered an artist, and that's what I'm exploring in my piece.
I'm doing a graffiti piece as well. Mine's is kind of based on, like, the history of mass incarceration, so what has led to this big prison population of, like, African Americans in general. So, like, I explore things kind of like the birth of a nation, the original one, and how, like, you know, the KKK was, like, these protagonists and they were the heroes, and that movie kind of led to what do we call a criminal today, and all this other type of stuff. So I go into, like, things like that. It's not done. It's nowhere near done, but...
Yeah, that's how that works.
It's coming.
It's coming. It's coming.
It'll get there. Sometimes you need that pressure.
For my piece, I am working with a partner, and we're exploring mental health in America, and specifically on school shootings and school shooters, and what are the signs and what are the stereotypes that go along with that, what causes people to feel so much pain. Mental illness is, like, one of the biggest problems I feel that we have that is so, it's not looked at, like, people just kind of, like, push underneath the rug and they're just like, you're sad, so what, but they never, like, dig deeper. So for our project, we're appropriating old Catholic triptychs, which are these basically three-folded paintings that you would see in churches in like medieval and Renaissance times. I took an art history class, so I was really excited about putting some of my art history knowledge into this. And with that, I feel like it's getting a little bit more into what I feel is hip-hop is taking from the past and using it to make something new. So we're appropriating these old Catholic triptychs, and we have a threefold poster board that we are painting on in a way to show that we need to open up about these problems.
Mm-hmm. I'm just really thankful I took the course.
Me too.
Yeah. I like got rid of a whole important class to take this class.
This is an important class.
Well, it is. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it was the best decision I did. This class got me through the semester because really I was struggling. This semester has been a struggle. In this class, I really appreciate this class. Everybody should take this class.
Like, I would wait, like, through the week. Like, I'd have exams, and I'm like, I'll just wait until Hip Hop Culture Studies class, and I'll be cool.
Yeah. No, seriously. I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to go to, like, even, like, it was to the point where, like, my, like, friends, they're like, do you have your hip hop class today? Because I'm tired of you talking about it. I'm like, yep. Yes.
I hope it's offered to not just honors, though, I think.
Because I'm not even in honors, and I had to go through a whole process.
How did you hear about it?
The girl who told me about it in the freshman rotation.
That's why I made those phone calls, though.
Yeah. Like, we had to go through a whole process for me to get into that class, because the class was full, and I was like, no, I'm getting in this class.
Now, music that I don't even, like, hip-hop music that maybe I don't like myself, I can still appreciate the work that went into it, and, like, the actual, like, historical. Or, like, I did not realize how much, like, there's so much, like, historical, like, wordplay.
History had to go into, like, a lot of, like, especially old school hip-hop songs. I never really paid so much attention to, like, the historical.
Oh, there's tons of the
now, like, every time I listen to a song, my brain goes into, like, overdrive.
That's weird to me. Right. I went to a performing arts school, so, like, I had to do everything.
Where'd you go?
I went to, in the cities, it's a school called, it used to be called Ramsey, now it's called Falwell.
Oh, you went to Ramsey?
Yeah. And I went K through, what, 6th, 7th grade? And so, like, I had all those aspects. I had to take, like, you know, band. I played, like, the saxophone and the clarinet. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, dance, and then there was, like, music class. Yeah. Kids are evolving music.
I think it's about order.
Or that's why, because I'm an artistic person, but I always hated art class because it felt like it was teaching me how to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that I hated that.
It's definitely, I don't know, I feel like one of the biggest problems with art in, like, schools is, like, there's no funding for it, so they're able to, like, dive deep.
With my schools, gotta pack everything
and they have, like, certain, like, rubrics, like, they have to do this, and they have to do that, like, and they can't, like, express their, like, themselves how they want to. And even when I went to the school, that's what happened.
But even how we talk about, like, art class, it's like, you have your core classes, and then you have art and gym. Like, I don't think we should be speaking about it like that.
I was just talking about this earlier. Because for honors, you know how to, like, put together that, like, website for our portfolio?
Mm.
They're like, okay, so put all your curriculars and your extracurriculars on the website. And I'm like, well, I'm an art major. So I was, like, talking to my peer mentor, and I was like, so I was going to make a website anyways for my art, you know, to sell it. And he's like, yeah, but make sure it's not just, like, paintings and stuff. Like, there needs to be, like, actual curriculars on there. And, like, my classes are academic, like, painting and, like, drawing. And it's, like, art. Like, art isn't just, like, painting. It's performing arts. Right. It's, like, dancing. It's
what
everything.
What did you bring about? You brought up something about, you pay attention to how people talk about what they study. Or, like, some people say they study. Like, we were talking about people who, like, research lower income communities and things of that nature. Some people say, like, I'm a research, like, I research this group, and other people say, like, I'm...
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we were talking about research.
Yeah, like, for specifically, like, people who, like, research, like, lower income.
Research,
It's knocking and ringing a bell, but...
It's not done
but
to.
It's not.
Yeah, you said researching with or researching on. That's what you said.
Research on, like, when you communicate.
It was kind of like,
together.
You discussed the dichotomy about, like, people who do research on, like, groups, and they'd, like, go into these inner city areas... Mm-hmm. And kind of, like, examine these children like they were, like, germs. And then, like, they'd go back to, like, their houses, like, in the, like...
Yeah. Just going, like, the suburbs, right?
Right.
And it was almost, like, it was exploitative. It is exploitative.
Of course, yeah.
And it was, like, voyeuristic, too, right? Uh-huh. Just, like, you write down all this. Oh, look at this exotic people. And that's exactly... Right? It's like, what is this? right?
Well, yeah. It's one of those, on radio theater, we take a twist on that. Mm-hmm. The guy who was our host, he teaches at Cathedral. He's the theater teacher there. Mm-hmm. And he has this thing called Wild Scholastica, mm-hmm. where he essentially describes basic junior high behaviors. Mm-hmm. Like David Attenborough from,
right.
you know, the British guy who does right. all the nature documentaries. And, yeah, it's cute, but at the same time, if you think about it, like, if this was serious, this would be offensive.
It'd be real messed up.
Yeah,
and that's what a lot of people do, especially people that just think it's something cool.
And then I talked to you about that personally, about with Basquiat and how, like, I felt about, yeah, mm-hmm. We were talking about. Well, first of all, it's few and far between to find an interview with him, but then, like, you would talk about, or, like, even when people were trying to compliment Basquiat, it was so backhanded. It was he wasn't like these other graffiti artists. He was special. He had something. And it was like, I don't know.
I think that plays a part with the whole, like, debate in the art community about art versus vandalism, because, like, as soon as you put it in a museum, you have people... Like,
I said that in my presentation. Yeah.
As soon as you put it in a museum, people are, like, looking at it and, like, diving deep and trying to, like, see, oh, why did he make this, like, brush mark? Like, what does this mean to society and the world? And it's like, he wanted to put it there. Like,
and then, like, you'll find that exact same thing.
Car.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Or an elephant.
Right. Yeah, that's so great. You made my day. Thank
y'all. Of course.
Yeah. Man, I'm about to go listen to some J. Cole because I feel inspired right now.
Well, thank you all for stopping in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take Honors 160, you guys.
Yeah, please take it. You're going to love it.
As we wrap up the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota, you hear a little bit from Professor Mike Dando in the background as three of his freshman honors students have been talking about their experiences with a class all about hip-hop. The Honors English 160 class will be presenting their final exams this coming Monday, December 16th, beginning at noon in the Atwood Little Theater on the campus of St. Cloud State University. This has been Arts and Cultural Heritage producer Jeff Carmack, and the Untold Stories of Central Minnesota is made possible through support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and has been produced at KVSC, a proud member of Amper's Diverse Radio for Minnesota's communities.